And we woke up to the news, Rob, yesterday morning. Australian cricket legend Andrew Symonds, dead at the age of 46.
Oh, no. A man that could really light up a ground.
Unbelievable.
The way he'd just command your attention when he was playing cricket.
And played 26 tests for Australia, as well as 198 one-day internationals. That's huge. And Andrew Symonds, here's Andrew Symonds. He was talking about when he made his maiden century.
And my grandfather used to come to the test match and watch me play, and he'd passed away that previous year. So I give him a bit of one of those, and then I remember running to Haydos, and I jumped up on him, and I sort of grabbed his head and just squeezed him as hard as I could. And I couldn't hear him. He's all muffled because his helmet's been pushed into his face. He's going, yeah, mate, suck it up. Just enjoy that. Get it into you. And I'm walking around thinking how good. And the crowd just went crazy. They went crazy. They were so good to me. And anyway, so that later on that night, I'm in the dressing room there, I'm having a drink, and I'm thinking, I look across at Haydos, and he's got this huge big red mark on his forehead. I said, what happened to you? He goes, it was you, dickhead. When you got your 100, you just crushed my helmet onto my head that hard. You give me a bit like blood blister on his forehead.
Yeah, we've been playing a few of those stories from Andrew Symonds this morning to find out more.
Quite a character.
Yeah, we've got Shane Lee with us.
G'day, Shane.
Good morning, Shane.
Hello, boys. Just like I said, very, very sad news, mate. It was first hard to take Rod Marsh, you know, but at 74, you can sort of deal with that. And then Warney at 52, and now Andrew Symonds, mate, 46. Wow, it's way too young, way too young.
Isn't it just? I mean, you spent a lot of time with Andrew over the years.
Yeah, mate.
Story that had sum him up?
Oh, mate, well, a few. Like, Andrew Symonds to me, he was super strong, super fast and super funny. He would, he would be the first to admit he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, but he'd always make light of it and make fun of himself. And I remember we went down to Tasmania for a one-day international, and John Buchanan was the head coach, and he said to all the team, everyone go straight to your room, put your suitcases in the room, and meet downstairs in 10 minutes for training. Now, 10 minutes for Andrew Symonds is a very long time, and he turned on the in-house movies in Tasmania, and it said if you had kids there, you could disable adult movies, so they couldn't watch any porn. Anyway, he came back and said, they're absolutely sick down here in Tasmania. They're watching disabled adult movies. he was just a super guy. I remember one other time we were standing in front of a hotel in Perth, and he was trying to tell one of his mates where we were staying, and he was saying to his mate, we're staying at this Rendez Vez Hotel. And he put the phone onto me, and I said it was called the Rendezvous.
Rendez Vez.
But, mate, didn't he love his fishing, Shane? Didn't he love his fishing?
He did, mate. He lived for fishing. He was a fisherman that played a bit of cricket, I think. Yeah. And, look, I'm telling a story now. I've got a little tear in my eye because it was a guy who would just he loved his country. He loved Queensland. I'm a New South Welshman, but I could really appreciate how much he loved his state and his teammates. I really feel for Matty Hayden. They were really super close. So I'm going to reach out to Matty today and to see if he's okay. But, just a funny guy. And look, a lot of the times him and I were competing for the same position in the team, but that didn't matter. He was still a very loyal friend, a good teammate, and super bloke.
And Shane, I was watching Matty John's show last night after the Magic Round, and Gordon Tallis, because he loved Andrew Symonds, also loved the Broncos, loved sport, like loved fishing, like rugby league. And he and Gordon were great mates as well.
Anything just to get amongst it, wouldn't he?
Oh, mate, big time. And I remember there was a State of Origin sort of celebrity match with some past players and some celebrities. Andrew Symonds, as I said, was strong and fast and played a bit of rugby league and probably union at school. And he played a game and he took on Benny Elias and almost as a punch-up. True Queenslander, you know, it's hilarious. And Benny didn't back down, but I thought, Benny, Jesus Christ, he's a cricketer, mate. Leave him alone.
Yeah, get back in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, mate. And mate, like, Shane, 26 tests and 198 one-day internationals. That's a huge rap sheet, isn't it, mate? That's bloody great.
It is, and he was sort of pigeonholed, like I was initially, as a white ball specialist in one-day cricket. And he got his chance to play Test cricket, and he averaged 40 with the bat. He did really well. But I tell you what, he was the only guy ever in any team meeting from club right through to Australia that we ever spoke about a fieldsman. We talk about batsmen and how we're going to bowl to them. We talk about bowlers and how we're going to face them. But we never talked about a fielder. And we would speak about him at a team meeting and basically say the position he fielded at backward point, if the ball, until it went past him, you do not run, because he was like a panther, mate. He would jump on it and pick it up, throw it off his knees, and off to hit the stumps. Yeah, amazing fieldsman.
Yeah.
Three stumps were too many. He could have done it with just one half the time. You'd see him hit him from side on. Like, it was, he had some sort of scope on him, didn't he?
Well, mate, big time. He's you saw him in the shower until he had four stumps, I reckon.
Yeah, mate.
And on that compliment.
Yeah. Mate, but as you know, most people woke up to that news yesterday, and the cricketing, not just the cricketing fraternity, anyone who followed the sport, just absolutely shattered, mate.
You think about mortality and how lucky we all are to just be here, and you think about kids and family and just so sad for him and his family.
Well, just to finish, he had a really sad end to his career. He was with Monkey Gate and him being called, well, allegedly called a monkey by the Indian team and Harbhajan Singh in particular. He felt he didn't have the support of Cricket Australia. Following that, he admitted he turned to the booze a bit, and Cricket Australia made him sign a different contract to everyone else, that if he drank at all, he would be sacked. And he had a beer watching State of Origin and was caught, and he never played for Australia again. And like his career, I suppose in life, mate, it ended in horrible circumstances and way too early.
Yeah,
and,
gone too soon.
Really, really sad, mate.
Yeah, very much so. Shane, thanks very much for joining us this morning the memories of Australian cricket legend Andrew Symonds.
Yeah, Vale Andrew Symonds is an absolute champion.
Go well, mate.